life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumbar Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. IBA calls on broadcasting stations to familiarize themselves with broadcasting guidelines. MedRap calls for heightened vigilance and additional interventions for Ebola preparedness. In foreign news, Senegal's Ousmane Sonko elected National Assembly President. And in sports, Leicester City confirms that Patson Daka, along with 9 other first-time players, will leave the club. And now the news and detail. The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has called on all broadcasting stations to familiarize themselves with the IBA election broadcasting guidelines. IBA Director General Webster Malido says the authority will be monitoring all broadcast stations during this election period to ensure adherence. Mr. Malido says the authority has come up with 7 guidelines to promote fair, balanced and responsible coverage and strengthen professionalism, fairness and ethical conduct. The guidelines are fair and balanced election reporting, equitable allocation of broadcast to all, conduct of political interviews and debates, broadcasting of opinion polls, coverage of polling day including prohibition of campaign interviews on the polling day, announcement of election results only from verified and officially confirmed information, and complaints handling procedures requiring broadcasting stations to respond within 2 days to election-related conflicts and requiring the IBA to investigate within 4 days and give appropriate guidelines.
These guidelines also prohibit the broadcasting of hate speech, tribalism, incitement to violence, misinformation, and unverified election-related content that may undermine peace, national unity, and the integrity of the electoral process. They also apply, these guidelines apply to all broadcast stations in Zambia and are aligned with the Electoral Process Act number 35 of 2016, particularly the Electoral Code of Conduct relating to the duties of the media during elections. Accordingly, the authority will monitor election coverage across all broadcasting stations and will ensure compliance with the guidelines and applicable broadcasting regulations throughout the electoral period.
Armed criminals have broken into the offices of Lake Harvest, a fishing company in Siavonga district of Southern Province, stealing property worth more than 32,000 kwacha. The incident is said to have occurred yesterday, May 25, 2026, around 02 hours. During the break-in, the criminals allegedly assaulted a security guard using iron bars. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalonga identified the security guard as Always Mwamba, 21, who sustained injuries to both knees. Mr. Namalongo says that on the material day, Mr. Mwamba was on patrol when he heard dogs barking before he was confronted by 3 criminals. The suspects reportedly tied his hands and legs before assaulting him. He said the criminals later proceeded to the company's main offices, where they gained entry through a window after breaking it. Mr. Namalongo adds that the suspects stole 2 safes, one containing 800 kwacha cash, while the other contained spare keys for offices and company vehicles, together with a Starlink gadget. He said no arrests have been made so far and that police investigations are continuing. Aspiring Member of Parliament for Kanchiria Constituency, Sunday Chanda, says President Hakainde Hichilema remains the leader best suited to continue steering Zambia towards sustainable economic recovery, institutional stability, and the realization of key national development objectives, including the aspirations contained in Vision 2030. Mr. Chanda says as Zambia approaches the 2026 general elections, it is important that national conversations remain focused on the country's long-term development aspirations, economic stability, and governance trajectory. Mr. Chanda says the upcoming election is not merely a political contest, but a defining national moment that will determine whether Zambia consolidates the progress made over the recent years or risks slowing down critical reforms and developmental momentum. He says the challenges facing Zambia today require experienced, disciplined, and reform-oriented leadership capable of navigating a complex global economic environment.
Over the last few years, we've witnessed reforms through free education, expanded CDF, debt restructuring efforts, agriculture support programs, and increased development at community level. While many political options may exist, some of us made a conscious decision to support and work with the United Party for National Development because of President Hakainde Hichilema's vision, discipline, and demonstrated commitment to national development. The task ahead of us requires continuity, stability, and focused leadership. Zambia must continue moving forward, and I endorse the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema in this coming election. Thank you.
The new Focus Party led by President Richard Siamunene has joined the People's Pact Alliance led by Mr. Fred Membe. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Siamunene says Zambia needs a team that loves human beings and not the pocket, alleging that the UPND government has a bunch of thieves. Mr. Siamunene says the People's Pact is a party that will create a new Zambia where everyone is involved. Meanwhile, Socialist Party President Fred Membe has welcomed the party, citing the importance of collaboration ahead of this year's August 13th general elections. Now, the Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, has commended the government through the Ministry of Health and the Zambia National Public Health Institute, ZNPHI, for the proactive measures being undertaken to strengthen disease surveillance and screening at the country's points of entry. MedRap Secretary General David Banda says the efforts being made to monitor travelers and identify possible cases earlier commendable and demonstrate government's commitment to protecting public health and safeguarding citizens from potential outbreaks. Dr. Banda says the experience gained during the COVID-19 pandemic has significantly improved the country's capacity to respond to public health emergencies. He says Zambia now has stronger surveillance systems, improved coordination mechanisms, and a better understanding of outbreak management. Dr. Banda, however, says despite these gains, there is still need for heightened vigilance and additional interventions to ensure the country remains adequately prepared in the event of an Ebola outbreak. He has since urged the government and all relevant stakeholders to intensify efforts in screening at points of entry, enhance surveillance systems across the country, increase community awareness and public sensitization, as well as prepare isolation and treatment facilities. And just now we take a break to stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling the stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International.
Senegal's political crisis has escalated as President Bissau Diomaye Faye replaced Ousmane Sonko with economist Amadou El Aminu Law as Prime Minister, intensifying a rift at the top of the state while Parliament prepares a tense vote on Sonko's reinstatement as lawmaker. President Bissau Diomaye Faye appointed senior economist and former Central